Social work movement as a self-conscious profession wasn't all that old, was it?
Very new. There were only two.
I mean, Hull House and that kind of thing was.
Right.
Was.
And there were only two universities where you could get a master's degree. I think Smith and the University of Pittsburgh. We got a guy from Northwestern Reserve. He was Northwestern Reserve. Now, you talk about being willing to compromise. I knew that if I would turn in my master's thesis on something that would please Neustetter, his name was. So I looked around to see what I found interesting and deliberately did a study on that. And it was not, it hadn't been studied before. And it was a pretty good thing. And Neustetter was delighted. So of course they were going to pass me. It was on care for children after hospital care. There's a word for it, I can't think of it. It's between the time the kid gets out of the hospital and is able to go home, but he's in that halfway house. It's a type.
In the hospital or he's in a?
No, it's a nursing service, but the kid can walk and exercise and do various things with some therapy. And Neustetter was so thrilled that I wrote on this. He was just elated. I went to Washington the week I was supposed to take my thesis exam, and when I came in, somebody said to me, "Why didn't you take your exam?" I said, "What exam?" He said, "Well, you know, you had your orals." I said, "Oh."
Forgot and went off to Washington. But their first and only visit to Washington.
Oh, I had been to Washington when I was 10 years old. My mother took me there and I adored it. I remember being there when the train came in, went through the back of the station.
Still does.
Well, I mean, it went through it. It actually knocked the building down, part of the wall down.
You were in the station when it happened?
No. Just in the city. And I got bitten by the White House dog. He didn't bite me. I'm sorry, he didn't bite me. He was so thrilled to see a child, he went that way, and his claws came down on my face, and I was all bloody. When the little usher saw me, he was black, he turned white. My mother said, "That's all right." She asked, she wanted to go and see the dog.
Whose
dog
was this?
Beautiful old Airedale dog Laddie was the collie. I've forgotten what they called this
the
dog.
President.
Began Calvin Coolidge, who else?
From Vermont.
Don't choose to run. And I saw Mrs. Coolidge, I never saw Cal.
Mrs. Coolidge didn't minister to your wounds.
No. We were very quiet about that because I was not supposed to be there talking to that dog. Nobody was there. They said to me, "Little girl, would you like to see anything special?" And I said, "Yes, I'd like to see Laddie." So they took me back to the yard where he was kenneled, and he was so lonesome. He just jumped at the first kid he saw, his tail wagging. You know, they always cut their tail.
Not collies.
He was not a collie. He was an Airedale.
So
that
you went
was
to
another
Miami
trip,
to
my
work.
Mm-hmm.
You went to
yeah,
Miami
I went to
work.
Miami to work for the child
and
welfare department.
Make your second
department.
Or third visit to Washington.
And then I fell in love with Daddy. I met Daddy in a hurricane.
Remember the name of the hurricane? Did they have names then?
Well, I don't think then they had names. I don't really remember. But I had been in many hurricanes in my day, and I wasn't a bit concerned. So this girl and I had a concrete house that we rented on Miami, in North Miami. And so and we had red points, not red, that was for your meat. I had points that I could use my gasoline, so I drove the car across.
This is not during the war. Oh, 30, right, 30.
Yeah.
Well, 30.
It was after 30, not 41.
We should get our dates right. He graduated from Pittsburgh
in 39 and worked in Miami and until 42, I guess it had to be. So Lois Parks and I went to a place that a homosexual friend of mine, a gay guy, Aussie nice kid, he says, my favorite place in the whole world is a bar of music. So he took me there one time. And when Lois said, where should we go? I said, well, I don't like kiddies and I don't want to go to whatever. I said, let's go to the bar of music. And when we went in, we were the only two people there except for the staff, the bartender, and Dad and Roger playing the piano.
Why was there no one there?
You weren't supposed to be on the island in a hurricane.
What was Dad doing?
He was living on Miami and the show.
I mean, the entire city, but beside, I mean, if
anybody,
if the police had closed the city and sent everyone to the mainland.
Well, they didn't. They didn't do that, no. But people were not supposed to go across the causeway, and most people were not going to nightclubs in a hurricane.
What were the conditions outside that night?
It was blowing.
Were roofs falling off and cars tumbling down the street?
No, it wasn't that bad. That there were just not that many people, so Dad came over and sat beside me. Oh, and he wasn't Dad in those days. And he says, what is your name? And I said, Elizabeth. Nobody had ever called me Elizabeth. I was always Betty.
Even when you introduced yourself to them as Elizabeth, they would say Betty. And he called you?
Elizabeth.
What were your first impressions?
I just thought he was wonderful. The first time I saw him, when I was with Guy, I thought he was wonderful. That's probably
the
reason.
When was the first time you'd seen him?
Guy took me to...
Not the night of the hurricane?
No.
Previous.
Probably 6 weeks before.
You'd gone there.
Like that.